Now joined by the head coach up at Princeton in Nathan Powell. The Tigers game week going to send Princeton down to Milan this week. It's really one of the things that you know is possible, but you forget until it happens that if one school gets here in the realm of COVID-19, if one school gets COVID-19, it affects them for 2 weeks. But in the case of Princeton, Trenton gets a case of COVID-19. I think it was with one of the junior varsity kids, from what I understand last week, coach, and it affects varsity, junior varsity. They're off for 2 weeks, and they didn't come out to play you guys, and had you scrambling to find an opponent late last week, which obviously didn't happen. So Princeton had what, for all involved, I know, on both sides of the county line, just was pretty disappointing last week.
Yeah, you know, and it was probably just the timing of it that probably made it the most disappointing, because at that point, on a Thursday by lunch or whatever, you know, everybody's prepared a final walkthrough practice. So to get that call late, it was definitely disappointing. But, you know, I'm sure those Trenton kids were just disappointed. So we pulled our kids in and talked to them and said we were trying. And I don't know how many different schools our AD called, and just never could really get anything meshed up. And so we just took that day to kind of take a break, take a mental break. And Friday we just used it as an extra bonus day for us to practice. So, you know, we made the best of it, and that's all you can do. And, you know, hopefully it's the only time it comes up, but I think everybody's probably going to be looking at that at least once or twice. So
I agree with you.
We just made the best of what we could do.
And we were talking about it off the air, too, and I know Hallsville is the replacement opponent for Trenton for Putnam County tonight. You know, they've been looking for games. I know Macon's not playing, so somebody like, you know, but all it's one of the problems with Princeton being just Geauga, so far up in north in the state of Missouri is either somebody's going to have to come a long way or you're going to have to go a long way if you want to make up a game at that point.
Right, and, you know, for some of these schools, they're just a lot bigger than we really want to step up and play. There's the argument to be made, at least it's a game, but, you know, you got to do what's best for your kids. And like you said, travel-wise, too, it's there's a lot of logistics that go into that. And thankfully, that's all on Coach Ussery and his marathon days of being the AD right now.
Yeah, it's it. Yeah, needless to say, that not that this will happen anytime soon, but Princeton playing Lee Summit West or somebody like that probably would not be great for the Tigers in the long run.
No, I can't imagine it would, but, you know, it's desperate times, maybe.
Hey, you know, it's tripping to the suburbs, you'll put it that way, which that's pretty, pretty big, tough program. Yeah, 20-year jobs as a coach, Nate, is that you get an off week that wasn't expected, and at that point you're trying to, an unexpected off week, and you're trying to make it work in the long run for the best way you can for the Tigers. So having an off week, what did you do to try to make sure that, you know, just not playing for 1 week doesn't kind of, you know, you pick up some bad habits or things like that going to Milan this week?
We just used Friday is basically a Monday practice for us. We had a film, our Jamboree film, so we could just kind of at least look back and look at personnel for Milan and rehash things with the kids. And then we used it just to sharpen up some of the things that we were hoping to work on Friday night. And, you know, really, like you said, it was just trying to keep everybody focused and locked in, because it's easy to just let everything go. You know, kids are kids, and if you're not kind of actually using the stuff you're practicing, it's going to go away fast. So we spent Friday just game planning a little bit and running through some ideas that we might try this week, and then, you know, stepped into the room on Monday and had our films, and we could get a little more specific. But it was just an extra day to work on us, and at this point in the season, it's definitely something we need to focus on.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, nobody likes the fact that it happened for Trenton and Princeton, and it, you know, cost both teams a game in week three. However, if I look at the NFL, and I know it's something that comes early in the season for you guys, coach, but, you know, sometimes those bye weeks in the NFL are you know, they're not the worst thing in the world, because it gives maybe an extra week for a kid who's banged up a little bit to get a little bit more healthy. You got a chance to get him in and keep practicing and getting better. So not having the aches and pains of a game week, that can have benefits, can it not, when you have a week off between games?
Absolutely. And, you know, we just had kids that were just under the weather and not feeling 100% and run down. And we had a couple of little bumps and bruises. And to have a week off, you know, we tried to give them a break during the week. But, you know, it was going to come down probably a game time decision for some of those kids on Friday night. And to not really have to do that, it was really the best of both worlds. They didn't have to do it, and we didn't have to break the bad news. So we just kept rolling with practice. And now they've had that extra time off. And, you know, hopefully it's beneficial to them, because like you said, it doesn't have to be the end of the season to be beat up. It can happen about any time. So yep. Yep. We'll take those breaks when we get them and try to keep our kids happy and healthy up here.
As far as I'm sure you did the same thing I did. You didn't have a game to go to, so you look and see what happens on scores, and especially in the conference. And coming off of last week, Coach, I think everybody is, with maybe the exception of Maysville, because they didn't get the win, but happy for Polo that they broke about a 2-year long losing streak down there. But as far as the teams that caught your eye, you got South Harrison really took it to Gallatin, and the team that you play this week, Milan, they're playing really, really well with their new quarterback, and Dom Dabney seems like he's taken his game rushing-wise to a new level in his senior year.
Absolutely. South Harrison and Milan are the two teams that I think all of us were looking at to be dominant in the conference this year, and the teams to that would be the standard we're all going to have to meet. And, South Harrison shook off that week one loss, and they've come back strong 2 weeks in a row, and then Milan's look fantastic on film. I mean, Dabney's extremely fast, and then DePorto, obviously very, very physical inside. And with Malin running the quarterback now, they've got some option looks that they've brought in too. So you've definitely got a lot of weapons you have to pay attention to. And, with their style of football and being physical, they can wear on you and wear on you and then hit you with a big one. So our kids know that, and we've prepared for it all week. But you know how it is. Friday's a whole different animal when game speed hits. So hopefully we've got our kids locked in and ready to go, and we'll come out of there feeling pretty good.
You really wonder, too, and I haven't seen Milan yet. I'm sure I'll see him here in a couple of weeks. But, a kid like Malin Cole, who you can see the talent that he had, but he just didn't have the numbers at Maysville were down. He had a couple of players around him, but you need to have good blocking and good line play and have guys you can get the football to. And it seemed like there were pieces there for Maysville, but not something that you could get really put together. And now he has those pieces around him at Milan. And sometimes, you got the same talent, but if you got better pieces around you, it makes Malin Cole a different football player.
Yeah, and there is more talent there at Milan than he had at Maysville last year, but a lot of times, too, just a fresh start can do wonders for people. So, I think it was a little bit of both. He's older and he's wiser, and he's got some kids around him that are going to help him elevate his game, and really just a fresh start and a different attitude, a different place. It can do wonders for kids and wonders for coaches and everybody else too.
With your football team, Coach, what are the biggest questions that you have coming into this game this week that you feel like you want to get some answers for the blue and white?
Really, it's just taking care of our assignments. We've had mental mistakes for our first 2 weeks. They were just mental mistakes we shouldn't be making. And so we've had 2 weeks now to work on that and fix it, and I feel like we're a little better there. But, like I said, it's all great in practice and all great on paper, but when the lights come on Friday, it's a different deal. So I'd like to see us lock in and be more fundamentally sound with some of our assignments. And our tackling was better week two, but that can always improve. So that's the sort of stuff we're looking at. Defensively, just making sure we're lined up and we tackle, and offensively, we just got to execute our assignments a little bit better, a little bit cleaner, and not so many mental mistakes. It just seems like those were hampering us a lot these first 2 weeks.
As far as defensively, Coach, I know enough about Dabney and DePorto to kind of know that Dabney's going to be a guy who maybe tries to make people miss, and DePorto's not afraid of running between the hash marks and running somebody over. He's more of the thumper back, as I call him, runs a little bit more physically. Defensively, with the eyes of the front seven, you want to have your eyes everywhere, but is job number one making sure that you don't get cut on that dive if they give the ball to DePorto straight ahead?
Absolutely. I mean, it's like that every week, especially in our conference. You've got to be able to stop the run, or at least defend that run first. And so we've worked that a lot this week, just responsibilities. And really, a lot of it was carryover from Trenton, because we knew we were going to see a whole lot of options from Trenton too. So it's been nice to have a couple of weeks to get the kids locked in to responsibilities and understanding where they fit and what we're doing. And, it's not just getting hit on that dive, but their play action game is tough. And, it doesn't take long for Dabney to get behind you. So we're going to have to be really, 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 really good about staying focused in on our responsibilities and not getting sucked down onto the run. And, it's going to be a big week for our safeties. We've got to make sure they stay disciplined. And if they're disciplined, we'll give ourselves a chance. But flying down and making big plays in the run game, it could look bad on the play action game right behind
you. You know this about John, too, that I think as long as John Dabney's coaching a football team, they're going to be run first. But his best football teams, you won't see him put it in the air 20 times, but you might see him put it in the air 7-8 times. And if they're going well, they're going to get those safeties a bite, and maybe those 7-8 times result in 2 or 3 touchdowns. And that's the thing that kind of scares you.
Absolutely. And, I think ideally that's the way we'd love to be. You know, if we could follow that same pattern of establishing a good run game and kind of doing what we want there, and then being able to take advantage of some throws over the top, I think that's any coach's dream. And Coach Dabney's good enough to know what it's going to take to get that done.
Now let's look at the other side of the football, Coach. We're talking about their offense, which has been pretty potent. Your defense, which has been good. As far as when you have the ball against their defense threw a shutout last week. And I've said this for years: if you throw a shutout, you played really good defense, and I'm sure Milan did. What are the things that are going to be important for Princeton to move the ball and control the time of possession and those things this week?
With the scheme they run, with the sack that they run, and just coming at you from multiple spots, you know, the guy that's lined up over you is not necessarily the guy that you're going to end up blocking. And that's what we've tried to stay true to this week, is trust your path, trust your rules, because, you know, the guy that's right in front of you, he may go the other way, and you have a guy you don't see show up in front of you, and that's the one you got to hit. So if you start getting caught up and I've got this guy, they're going to tear you up inside, and their interior six guys are really tough. And then the guys on the outside do a fantastic job of playing in space. They don't miss a lot of tackles. They are not going to get beat over the top. They're going to make you earn everything. And so we're going to have to do a really good job up front executing our schemes, and then just staying patient. As far as I'm concerned, I've just got to stay patient with sticking with our plan and not trying to make something happen when I shouldn't, because they are good enough to hurt you if you try to get off the game plan.
Well, I talked with Coach Schoening about that 48-0 win for South Harrison last week. We kind of got into the discussion of how you have different weeks, and depending on how you play, and if you play really well, you can really use a week as a catapult. And South Harrison had that loss to East Buck week one, and just that performance they had was off the charts good last week. And you know, your team has rebounded nicely from your loss to Mid-Buchanan in week one, and I kind of feel like you're in that spot, too, that you know that you're pretty good, but you're looking for that week where things really come together. You get that catapult going into midseason. Is that where the Tigers are at right now?
Absolutely. And you never know when that midpoint of the season is going to be, or when, you know, you're going to miss another game. So we don't have the luxury this year. I mean, nobody does of having a sloppy week and just hoping it gets better. You know, we've got to get better when you get the chances. So we've had a week off. We had an extra week to work on ourselves and try to get better. And so we need to see it on the field this week. And you know, it's a big responsibility on us as the coaches to make sure these kids are ready to go. And I think we've got a good plan. I think we've got them focused for this week. And, you know, hopefully when, like I said, the lights come on Friday, we're able to execute and get in there and compete with probably one of the better teams in the conference.
You made this trip for a jamboree over to Milan a month ago. So you saw Milan, but I also know Coach Dabney well enough to know that he probably didn't show you maybe 5%, if that, of what he has in his offensive repertoire. So you've seen him, and that helps the kids because they know the Milan kids, but you're going to see a lot different Milan theme than you saw in mid-August.
Right, and, you know, we preach that about our own kids all the time in practice. Jamboree's great to get started, and at least you can kind of see who that other team is. But we're different than we were at that point in a lot of different ways, and I'm sure they've improved as well. So you can't really base anything off of performances of the jamboree. It's just great that you got to see them on the hoof, so to speak. And this week, you know, you're going to have an experienced team that's had a game more than we have. So, you know, we're kind of behind on the experience aspect of it, but we've got to be able to go out and play and just pick up and do our best.
It'll be a great game this week. A couple of very much above average football teams, the Princeton Tigers at the Milan Wildcats. Coaches, always appreciate the time. Good luck Friday night.
Thank you very much.